Welcome to Real Paranormal Activity, the network. Entertainment you'll enjoy.
You are listening to an RPA production, where people gather. LaFosse Corporation, LLC.
Welcome to the Mansion on the Hill. This is the home of Terry's Serious Moments. Stories of oddness, of weirdness, of nature gone strange. This is season 4. We thank you for coming along for the ride. Hope you enjoy it. Hello, everybody. This is Terry from Texas. Since this is election week and this will air after the election, I just thought I'd give this interesting story out of Virginia about a place where presidential greatness is just sitting in a rural field. The 42 presidential heads sit decaying in Croker, Virginia. Now, how's that for a place named Croker, Virginia? Near Colonial Williamsburg, and they are attracting a big crowd. The busts were once part of a functional tourist attraction called President's Park. It went bankrupt in 2010, and Howard Hankins, a man who was involved in the creation of the park, was also hired to destroy the presidential heads by putting them in a stone crusher. He's a historian himself and didn't have the heart to do that, and fortunately was of the means to spend a lot of money and came in and transported all 42 statues to his place, said John Plaschel, a photographer who has a passion for abandoned places throughout Virginia and is a friend of Hankins. That's no small feat, as each statue weighs between 17,000 to 22,000 pounds. During the move, holes had to be cut in each president's head, which makes them look all the more eerie. The purpose of that was intentional, and that was so he could take an excavator to expose the steel infrastructure to lift these things and put them on a flatbed, Plaschel said. The problem is, Abe has a hole on top of his head, and ironically, at the back of his head, and that was by accident. He's the only president of the 42 that took a spill on the flatbed. The busts include George Washington all the way up to George W. Bush, and have sat on Hankins' land decaying for 7 years now. Many people ask, where are the busts of President Obama and Trump located? The park went bankrupt while President Obama was in office, so there's not a full-size bust of him. Only a miniature sculpture, Plaschel said. Before they go full scale, they create a miniature, and if they like it, then they go full scale. Obama had a miniature one, and he was ready to go full scale, but the park folded, so he never went full scale here. A miniature bust of Obama is on site, but Plaschel says it does not often come out after a visitor on site stole the Obama sculpture. After getting police involved, the Obama bust was returned to Hankins. Now he is under lock and key and only comes out during certain occasions, such as Memorial Day, Independence Day, and Labor Day. And we put him on a table with security guards and guests can come get selfies with him, Plaschel said. As the busts sit decaying on Hankins' property, they have become a tourist attraction. Since the bust can't be seen from the road and sit on his private property, which is a business during the weekday, Plaschel now hosts private tours of the busts. He wants the public to see it, but he needs to do it safely and profitably, Plaschel said. Plaschel sells tickets for the tours on his Facebook page. He says proceeds from the tours will ultimately be used to bring the presidential busts back to their original grandeur and either create a park or move them somewhere else. That's an interesting story. And it does look really weird to see pictures of the statues with holes in their heads. Abandoned places, while many are beautiful, serve as places for some brave or not so bright souls to investigate in search of treasures, perhaps, ghosts more likely, or just to soak up the history. I'll leave it to them. Our first place is Kennecott, Alaska. Shrouded in fog and beguiling fall foliage in the Alaskan wilderness, the Kennecott mines and surrounding town are almost as creepy as Packard's sawmill in the TV show Twin Peaks. The town of Kennecott was once flourishing with copper miners and their families until resources were depleted by the late 1930s and all of the townspeople fled, except for a family of three. It was totally abandoned by the 1950s when the family watching over it finally left. Now, some of these places are in other lands, so if I mispronounce them, please forgive me. Canfranc Station in Spain. Though well past its glory days, the international Canfranc train station in Huesca, Spain, still leaves a majestic impression. It was once one of the most frequented train stations in Europe, and the second largest one at the time of its construction in 1928. It was closed when a train derailed on the French side of the bridge, though. Grossinger's Resort in New York. Though you would never know it from looking at its current state, Grossinger's in Liberty, New York, used to be a luxurious weekend escape. In its heyday, it was similar to the resort in Dirty Dancing. Some even say Grossinger's was the inspiration behind the film. Due to an economic downturn in the town, the resort closed its doors in 1986. Rumu Prison, Estonia. This semi-submerged prison has a dark past. Prisoners were forced to work in the quarry until it was abandoned in the early 1990s when Estonia gained independence from the Soviet Union. Without any people maintaining the area, it eventually flooded with water, and today, it's actually a beach. So if this is your idea of a dream beach vacation, go get your scuba diving license and book a ticket. The Hotel Gorisina in Croatia. Bougainvillea and the Adriatic Sea rule in this abandoned hotel on the Croatian coast. Hotel Gorisina was once a deluxe hotel in a Yugoslavian military resort, which was destroyed in the Croatian War for Independence, along with a string of other hotels. The Hachijo Royal Hotel, Japan. Located on the lush Japanese island of Hachijojima, Hachijo Royal Hotel was once one of the country's largest resorts. The French Baroque architecture juxtaposed against the moss and overgrown trees is just eerie, though. Bielitz, Germany. Creepy, sure, but the cheerful sky blue paint, or what's left of it, and a pretty, swirly window remind one of Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. Dating back to the 1800s, this complex functioned as a military hospital during times of war. The surrounding area was abandoned in the mid-1990s when Soviet forces withdrew from Germany. Gaoji Island, China. This fishing village on China's Yangtze River isn't your average forgotten town. Its lush buildings covered in ivy and greenery are surprisingly tranquil and striking. A Chinese website which produced the photos of the area called it The Wizard of Oz's dream. St. Nicholas Church, Macedonia. This flooded church of St. Nicholas sits in the Mevorovo Lake in Macedonia. The destruction was actually intentional. The lake was created to support a power plant, and the church and surrounding village were merely caught in the wake of progress. What's left is an eerie juxtaposition of the dilapidated building against the lovely landscape. It's a shame that this sometimes has to be done, that whole towns are wiped out or flooded because they need a reservoir for their power plant. Miranda Castle in Belgium. Built in 1866, this fairy tale-like structure in Belgium was intended to be a summer home, but the designer died before its completion in 1907. Afterwards, it was taken over by the Nazis during World War II, and it served as a summer camp for 20 years. And finally, in 1991, it was abandoned because it was just too costly to maintain. Ross Island, India. Located in South Andaman, India, this island was once a British administrative center for the Indian Penal Settlement. However, after it was abandoned, it became overgrown with wild ficus, and now it has a stunning Jungle Book vibe. Six Flags, New Orleans. To me, there's nothing as sad and forlorn as an abandoned or closed amusement park. This theme park was destroyed by Hurricane Katrina in 2005. Murky water rose as high as 6 feet, and the salt water damaged 80% of the rides, leaving it too expensive to restore. What's left behind is like the funhouse version of a theme park, and a strangely beautiful monument to the vibrant city once nearly destroyed by tragedy. Another of many abandoned park is in Pripyat, in the former Ukrainian SSR. Pripyat was the residence of many workers at the Chernobyl nuclear facility. And when the accident happened on Saturday, April 26, 1986, what a bummer weekend that turned out to be, it had to be evacuated, meaning over 49,000 people had to be relocated now. The city was left as though its entire population went poof and vanished. Apartments were left open and still had possessions in them. The amusement park, built for the children of Pripyat, was left in stasis, slowly being eaten by rust over the intervening years since it went silent. Again, nothing is more sad to me than a closed or abandoned amusement park. It can also be pretty spooky, like all the joy is gone out of the world. Herta, Scotland. While this was once a lush island occupied by many people, in the 1930s it was evacuated because of the threat of starvation and harsh weather. Now, abandoned stone structures are speckled across the fields, and the place looks like something from Tolkien's Middle-earth imaginings. The Dome Homes, Florida. Just off the coast of Marco Island in Cape Romano, Florida, is a structure that looks like an abandoned alien spacecraft. But in reality, it was once a vacation home that has since been destroyed by hurricanes. Now the declining coastline makes it unsalvageable. A shame, honestly. It's a really interesting place. Just, I wouldn't put it in the path of so many hurricanes. Berlin, Nevada. The Berlin Historic District was founded in 1897 as part of the mining boom, but never saw the success of nearby towns and was largely abandoned by 1911. Much of the industrial mining equipment is still in situ. It's now a part of a Nevada state park. Kolmenskop, Namibia. This town was founded in the Namib Desert in 1908 when a man found a diamond in the area, but was abandoned in 1954 after the resources were exhausted. Namibia is on the western coast of southern Africa. The homes that were left are now filled high with sand, a strange yet striking sight to behold. Kilchurn Castle in Scotland. This Scottish castle was built in the mid-1400s and housed some of the most powerful people in the country. However, it was abandoned in the 1700s, and is now one of the most photographed castles because of its striking location. Kayakoy, Turkey. The town nestled in the Taurus Mountains was deserted in the 1920s because of a political population exchange with Greece. The Christians of this town and Muslims living in Greece were uprooted and moved, or swapped, so that the two countries would only have one main religion. Today, there are around 350 abandoned homes in the city. The Floating Forest, Australia. The SS Airfield was built in 1911 and retired in 1972 in the Homebush Bay, which is west of Sydney and basically a ship graveyard. But it's unique to the other abandoned vessels because it's since sprouted majestic mangrove trees and greenery. Nature wins. Villa in Lake Como, Italy. While the history of this decrepit mansion nestled in the mountains of Lake Como is not certain, locals believe it was built in the 1800s, and according to rumors, it was abandoned after a murder or suicide. Nice, a possible haunted villa. Allerheiligen Monastery in Germany. Located in the German Black Forest, this church was first built in 1192 and has been struck by lightning and burnt up three times since, which is why it was eventually left in its current form as ruins. Somebody finally got the hint. Ta Prohm Temple, Cambodia. This famous temple in the Angkor Wat temple complex in Cambodia was abandoned after the fall of the empire in the 17th century. After hundreds of years of neglect, it has become one with the jungle. Today, the ruins are looked after in order to stabilize and maintain the temple. It is a creepy-looking place, though. Monsal Army Sea Forts, England. These forts were created to protect the Kent, England shores from a German attack during World War II. Afterward, they were decommissioned in 1950 and then briefly served as pirate radio stations and are now abandoned completely. They do bring back memories of the invaders from Mars from H.G. Wells' story, The War of the Worlds. Dundas Castle, New York. This Roscoe, New York castle was designed by architect Bradford Gilbert for his Scottish wife, Anna Dundas. However, Gilbert died and Dundas was committed to a sanatorium before its completion, so they never got a chance to live in it. But some say Dundas's ghost still roams the halls. Bodiam Castle in England. This moated castle was built in the 14th century in East Sussex, England, by a knight looking to protect the area against the French during the Hundred Years' War. But after surviving several wars, it was abandoned, and today it serves as a tourist attraction that's open to the public. The Hotel del Salto, Colombia. Opened in 1928, this Colombian hotel, built on a precipice, catered to tourists visiting the nearby waterfall. It was closed down in the early 90s, and today stands abandoned. Many people believe it to be haunted. Bodie, California. Often said to be the best ghost town in the West, the former mining town in the Sierra Nevadas feels frozen in time. Visitors can stroll the deserted streets, peek in the windows of the church, the schoolhouse, the barbershop, and saloon, and scope out the several old relics that still remain intact today. Great thing for a ghost town, huh? The Great Wall, China. Due to its immense size and cost of upkeep, parts of the Great Wall of China have fallen into disrepair. Wild overgrowths now fill the walkways with thick shrubs, grass, and weeds. It is no longer safe to traverse certain parts of this monument to human labor. Bannerman Castle in New York. This castle was intended to be used as storage for American military supplies after the war with the Spanish. But in 1920, 200 pounds of ammunition went off, leaving it mostly destroyed. At least it went out with a bang, or a boom, or a big bada boom. Abandoned places work on my emotions sometimes. I can look at a place and see the intelligence of leaving it. Other times, I wonder what went so wrong that someone would just walk away from it. I just feel sad when I see other places. That's just being human, I wager. Well, that's the show for this week. Thanks for being along for the ride. I want to remind you that on Mondays, Aaron Hunter brings you Real Paranormal Activity, the podcast. Aaron reads listener stories, mostly ghost stories, sometimes UFOs, sometimes cryptids. On Tuesday, Aaron Frail brings you Aaron's horror show, different things that he's written. He reviews movies, books, things like that. On Wednesday, it's me, Terry from Texas, with Terry's Mysterious Moments, where we talk about just about anything there is to talk about. And at the first weekend of the month, we have video from The Witching Hour and Unexplained Cases. Aaron has instituted a new area called Entertaining Short Films. That's exactly what they are. They're just short stories, nothing in particular, no particular genre, just entertaining. Remember that you can go to your app store, whether you have Apple or Android, download the RPA app, which is a black square with a blue eye in the middle of it. Download that to the device that you listen to the program on. Install it, and when you open that up, you can go straight to the Real Paranormal Activity, the podcast, and its network. So all the stories that are involved with RPA are there, so you don't have to go hunting for them. If you want to contact me at Terry's Mysterious Moments, you can do that on the Facebook page, and it's called Terry's Mysterious Moments, or you can email me at terrysmysteriousmoments@gmail.com. Contact me if you want to. Let's talk about some things. That's about it. We'll be back again. Listen to the other shows. Have a good week, everybody. Hey, before you go, I found out something when I was listening back to this program to make sure everything was okay. I heard something that was kind of weird, and I wanted to include it on the ending here. So let me put it up real quick. Now, the scratching you hear is me turning pages. But I wonder what that ooh kind of sound is in there. Did you hear it? Listen to it again. Isn't that weird? Don't that make you just want to wonder what's going on here the day before Halloween at my house? Anyway, that's it for this week, folks. Have a good one. Bye-bye.